Okay, it's hard to understand Parshas Korach, how we even call it Parshas Korach. V'shem Rasham Yirkov, the name of a Rasha should rot away. We're taught that we're not supposed to use and say the names of Rasham. And Korach, we know, is a big Rasha, he's swallowed by the ground. But we call the whole Parsha Korach. It must be, there's just so much to be learned from Korach. It must be there's so many holy lessons to be learned from Korach. And I want to share one that I learned this week from the Heiliger Yismach Moshe, Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, Zechusadik HaShvracha. So Korach opens up with very famous words in the third pasuk of the parsha of Ayomra Aleim, Rav Lechem Ki Chol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim. The entire congregation are holy. U'besoicham Hashem, Hashem is within them. Ma'adua Tisnasu Al-Kal Shem. He's talking to Moshe Rabbeinu and he's saying, Why are you the leader? Why are you raising yourself above everybody else? We're all holy. And that was his way of trying to say, I should be the leader. I'm just as fit as you. If you look closely in the pasuk and be very textual in the words that Korach says, he says, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. The entire congregation is kadosh, is holy. The word kulam is superfluous. The word kulam is completely extra, right? Think about it. To say the following, he already said kol ha'eda, the entire congregation. So kol ha'eda, he could have just said ki kol ha'eda kedoshim, the entire congregation is holy. Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim, the entire congregation, they are all holy. That adds nothing. That word kulam is extra. It's unnecessary. Comes Yismach Moshe and explains that there's a world of Klal Yisrael, called Kol Yisrael. Meaning what? That when we have Achdus, and we come together, we create a whole new being that's Kaddush, that's holy. We spoke last week in our Pirkei Avos here, but that's how some explain V'ameich Kulam Tzadikim La'olam Yarshu Aretz. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Ba. When it's Kol Yisrael, when we're together ba'achdus, that's when Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba. Some explain that it's when we have achdus that we can, even if we have deficiencies and chesronos and we're not perfect, but when we come together, we become this whole new being that's very, very holy and special. That's why it's so important we try to daven with a minyan. When you daven with a minyan, even if your tefillos are not on the proper level of kavana that should be and that could be, the tzibur as a whole elevates your tefillos, and they're still nishmos, they're still listened to. When you're kol Yisrael, there's a kedusha, there's a holiness there that's very special. Yismach Moshe says, if Korach would have just said kol ha'eda kedoshim, we would have thought what he meant to be saying is when we're kol ha'eda, when we're all one together as a nation, in achdus, in unison, that's when we're kedoshim. But when he says kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim, that word kulam takes that statement and says not only kol ha'eda as an entity is kadosh, kol ha'eda kulam, the entire nation kulam, all of them individually, every individual member of Klal Yisrael is kadosh, is holy. That's what that word kulam adds to the statement. Not just as a tzibur, not just as Klal Yisrael, but kulam, each individual, all of them within the tzibur are holy. Korach taught us that. Yes, he utilized that in a way that was not proper. And he took that to a place we're not supposed to be taking it, to try to elevate himself individually above everybody else. But the lesson we can glean from Korach is something very special. To recognize and to know that each and every one of us is holy. Each and every one of us is special. Each member of Klal Yisrael is a gem. I'll never forget the Torah that taught me this lesson years ago from one of my Talmidim, one of my students. Mi Talmida Yoser Mikulam was one of my first students. This goes back to the year 2002, a few years ago. The first Talmidim that I had, they were Talmidim, but they were like a Talmud Chevra. So one of the Talmidim of that Chevra was a young man Now he's a known rabbi. He works for NCSY. He's in Mishpacha magazine. Rabbi David Bashefkin. Maybe some of you have heard of him, know him. So David Bashefkin, when he was a senior, I had him with a lot of his chevra over my house for a Shabbos Kodesh. And Lel Shabbos, we had a beautiful tish, and we were singing and sharing Torah. And I asked David to share a Torah. And David said that he read recently from Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking is a famous scientist. That Stephen Hawking recently, this is 17 years ago, came out with a theory to explain that the universe and the sky and the stars have an infinite amount of space. It's like never ending. And David wanted to suggest, based on that theory, that now we could understand, we know that Klal Yisrael, we're compared to stars. Klal Yichvei HaShemayim. What does that mean? It's not a number. We're not close to the number of stars in heaven. You know what it means? If you understand the theory of Stephen Hawking, that there's an infinite amount of space in the universe. So David explained, every single star is the center of the universe. Because every star has an infinite amount of space around it. B'shvili nivra olam. We are all the center of the world. We're all the center of the universe. We have to recognize how special we are. Ki kol eida, not just as kol eida, kulam kedoshim. Each and every one of us is special. Korach taught us that lesson. And let's not forget it. Let's learn from Korach how special we are. And if we understand how special we are, let's not ever stop shining. Have a beautiful night, beautiful rest of the week. We can say early, Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, everyone.